I know it was a heartbreaking loss, but it was a great effort nonetheless by your team today. And your overall thoughts on today's ball game?
You can't be more proud of what the kids, as far as the energy and the character that they gave out and showed both.
They did, and you guys had, it was kind of a chess match game early on between you guys, scoreless in the first quarter, had a nice drive in the second quarter, then a turnover, and they go down and score right before half, but you guys came in that second half and put together two pretty nice drives there, long drives there, and took a lot of time off the clock, and it looked like you guys were going to get that momentum. You had the momentum in your way there, and it looked like you guys were going to kind of cruise after that, but Rossville made a nice surge back there at the end.
Well, we knew we weren't going to cruise, but at the same time, you know, defense has been super all year long, and, you know, just couldn't get them off the field in that fourth quarter when we needed to with those two drives. You know, they showed a lot of character also, and, you know, you had two champion teams out there as far as I'm concerned. You know, our guys definitely, you know, representing themselves in the western side of the state very well.
Once again, it is Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Scott City falling here to Rossville this afternoon, 21-14. And Trey O'Neill, a nice game for him, 16-21 passing. He looked pretty good throwing the ball there, and he was dinged up there in the fourth quarter. But it was good to see him throw some pretty good passes after he got dinged up early in the fourth quarter there.
Well, he got his shoulder, kind of got a helmet on his shoulder down on you know, the south end zone down when the kid, you know, just about scored on the three. And, you know, when he came over to the side, I don't think he could throw it about 10 yards. But, you know, showed some character and, you know, being a leader, you know, come out, make a couple nice passes. You know, knew it would be kind of a, you know, miracle situation to go the length of the field with, you know, the 25 seconds. And, you know, made a throw that, you know, was intercepted. But, you know, any other time in the game, you're going to eat that ball and throw it somewhere else. You just got to try to make a play.
Once again, Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. And guys got the first down play, a nice little pass play. Brett Meyer there on the first down, a little trick creation there to Yeager for about 21 yards. And it looked like Trey was going to get that ball right in there to McCray. And just a big last-second pick there by their linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, throwing it to the wind kind of held it up just a little bit. But, you know, I think a lot had to do with the shoulder also. But, you know, no excuses. I mean, you know, they made a play at the end of the game, you know, when they needed to. And, you know, their kids, you know, very complimentary going through the line. You know, a lot of sportsmanship both ways out there. I don't think I saw any, you know, trash talking, you know, the whole game, you know, helping each other up, you know, the way a high school football game is supposed to be played. So, you know, of course you're sorry that you can't go all the way with it, but at the same time, you know, how many teams are playing today, you know, and then to play in a situation. And, you know, what we told them, I said, you know, if you would have thought back last summer, you know, go back to, you know, the start of June, and you know, would you give yourself an opportunity to be on even a 21-14 short end of a, you know, state championship with the ball? And of course you would. I mean, you know, this is things that, you know, high school athletes dream of as far as, you know, getting to the, you know, the last game of the season where, you know, it is a very, very competitive game, and you're doing your best to, you know, get things done for your community and for your teammates.
Well, you graduate a senior class here in football. They stuck with it. You lose about 10, 11 seniors here that have been with you, the program, all 4 years. And what an accomplishment that they've had along in their 4 years. They've been a part of a team that has only lost four games in their 4 years, and including a state championship, two state championship games, a sub-state finish along the way. And what a run this group has had. And it was fun watching them, you know, as 7th and 8th graders, and then grow up and develop in high school and be leaders as a senior group.
Oh, they've come a long ways. I mean, you know, a special group. You get to this stage, and, I mean, how many extra games have they had an opportunity to be either part of on the sideline as a freshman, sophomore, where a lot of them didn't get to play a whole lot, or, you know, being the big contributors as the juniors and seniors. So, you know, it is a special group. And if you think back in eighth grade, I mean, shoot, they probably lost as many games in eighth grade as what they did, you know, in their high school career. And, you know, that's part of maturing and, you know, hard work and getting in there and paying a price to be successful. So, you know, they've left their legacy. I mean, that's what we always talk about with our seniors is, you know, what do you want people to think about your class when you leave? And, you know, they got a lot to be proud of for sure.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here, post-game coach. As always, we really do appreciate you stepping by here after ball games all year. And thanks again, and congratulations. These kids have had a phenomenal season. You guys have had a great season at 13-1.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam.